Now we will get our Bibles and turn to Luke chapter 22. Luke 22. We'll start in verse 31. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. So, now, the first thing here. Simon is the name that Simon's parents gave him. Now, Jesus renamed him or named him Peter, which means a small pebble, a small stone. And I don't know how many times he refers to him as Simon, but the vast majority he calls him Peter. Now, I don't know why he calls him Simon here. And the commentators didn't say anything. So, I'm thinking that there is a reason. I just don't know what that reason is. But he does not call him Peter. He calls him Simon. He says it twice to get his attention. And then he tells Peter that he has been praying for him, but Jesus, knowing all things, he knows that Peter is going to succumb to the temptations of Satan. And so he tells him, when you have returned, strengthen your brethren. This is also reminiscent of what Jesus will tell Peter in the future when he tells him, if you love me, feed my sheep. And then also, in the past, to this account, Jesus had told Peter that he is going to give him the keys of the kingdom, which there were two keys, and he used the first one in Acts 2 when he gave that speech to tell the Jews how to enter God's kingdom. And then the second key he used in Acts 10 when he told Cornelius and his household, the Gentiles, how to enter God's kingdom. And so those are the three things that stand out here about this passage to me. Verse 33. But Simon, Peter, says to Jesus, Lord, I am ready to go with you both to prison and to death. Then Jesus says, I tell you, Peter, and so now he reverts back to Peter. So I don't know what the contrast here is, why he started out with Simon, but I'm confident there was a reason. But I tell you, Peter, the rooster shall not crow this day before you will deny me three times that you know me. And then Jesus says to the apostles, when I sent you without money, bag, knapsack, and sandals, did you lack anything? And they said nothing. So, when he had sent them out two by two, he told them, don't take anything. The people in the community will support you. And obviously they did. They are admitting that they didn't lack for anything. And then Jesus did tell them that if there was a community, a town that did not support them, well, you just dust the dust off of your feet and you go on to the next town. Okay, but things are about to change here. This is a new command that Jesus is going to tell them. Before, he told them to take nothing. Now, except a staff to walk with. Now, this is different. Verse 36, then Jesus said to them, but now he who has a money bag, let him take it, and likewise a knapsack. And I think this knapsack is to carry food in. And he who has no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. And other translations say a cloak, but it's like an overcoat or something. And so you take that, which you would think you might would need in the elements going from town to town, but he said that a sword was more valuable if you didn't have one than this garment. Now, this is the immediate need that Jesus is saying. The very next thing after he tells them to get a sword, "For I say to you, that which is written must still be accomplished in me, and he was numbered with the transgressors, for the things concerning me have an end." So he has to be numbered with the transgressors, and Kaufman's thought is they needed, Jesus wanted them to bring some self-defense to make sure he's not assassinated in the Garden of Gethsemane, and to make sure that he gets to the cross to be crucified with the two thieves. And verse 38, and we will end here. "So the apostles said, 'Look, Lord, here are two swords.' And Jesus said to them, 'It is enough.'" So they didn't each need to have a sword. They had two people brought swords with them, and they said, "Okay, we have these two." And he said, "That's enough. That's all we need." Well, there was one used that Jesus said needed to put back in its sheath that was used inappropriately. Kaufman's thought is this should only be used in self-defense, not as an aggressor. And since they were only going to arrest Jesus in the garden, that did not require a sword. So we will end there, and Lord willing, we'll pick up with verse 39 next week.